escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike Tomlin going to address reporters at noon as to his plans, so much as he wants to tell us his plans for the game on Saturday. Bob Pompiani is there, and we're very proud of him for being there, and he'll be doing play-by-play Saturday. Jerry Dulac, in his weekly chat at postgazette.com, says he expects no significant starters to play. We talked about this yesterday a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. I agree with Doran Dickerson that Rodgers should focus on the controlled scrimmage with Tampa. He doesn't need to play in preseason games. It's putting him at risk, even in just a series or two. The risk reward doesn't add up. It really doesn't. And I realize you can protect yourself. If you do throw, you can throw a quick ball, things like that. You don't know what can happen in a game. You don't know. And in a controlled scrimmage, they don't call it controlled for nothing. You can have people not touch the quarterback and still get game speed reps. We're going to hear from Rodgers in a minute here. So what I mean to say there is I believe in what Tomlin's doing. If he's not playing any significant starters, I'm fine with that. I always err on that side in the preseason, even with a new quarterback who needs to get up to speed and in sync with his new offense. I just don't think that preseason games against vanilla defenses really helps you do that. I don't. And the all-time example is Kenny Pickett looking like Joe Montana in the preseason a couple of years ago, and it added up to absolutely nothing because everything changes once you get to real games and people are actually scheming you. Okay. Something Jerry said in his chat I vehemently disagree with. A man named Rich says, Jerry, whatever else happens with the offense this year, at least we don't have to watch Cement Shoe 22 leaving us in second and third and long with his consistently ineffective early down runs. I agree with that guy. The Steelers were not a good running team last year. In fact, in terms of yards per carry, in terms of early downs, they were one of the worst running teams in the NFL. But Jerry's answer was this. And I quote, let me tell you something, Rich. For all the offseason moves that have improved a lot of positions, people are ignoring the fact that the running game is not one of them. Don't get me wrong, Jerry says. I like Caleb Johnson and I like the pickup of Kenneth Gainwell. But when you look at the production of Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren the past two seasons, this current group might have to go a long way to match it. Right now, it's not a position you can see improved. If they don't improve what Najee Harris gave to them, then everybody should be fired. We've been over this a trillion times. The guy barely averaged 4 yards a carry. In fact, for his Steelers career, he was at 3.9, and that questioner there is exactly right. The early down running game was awful. Was it all his fault? Probably not, but he also gave you no explosion at all in the running game. At all. None. Obviously, they think they can replace Najee. They didn't even give him a fifth-year option. He's gone. So I just can't disagree more with that, that they're going to have to go a long way to replace what Najee and I didn't even think Jaylen Warren was very good last season. He was really good the year before. Might have been banged up last season. I don't know. But man, if they don't have a better running game this year than they had last year, Arthur Smith should be fired on the spot, because their running game overall was pretty brutal last year. First downs, short yardage, overall yards per carry, everything. I'm shocked by that answer. And then when it came to the playoff game, Najee had 6 carries for 17 yards. Cincinnati game, 12 for 36. Baltimore, 42 yards. The Philly debacle, 6 for 14. My God, the Cleveland game, the loss in Cleveland, 16 for 41 at 2.6 yards per carry with a long of 11. The long for his career was 36. We've been over that many times, that people like Richard Huntley and Najee Davenport had runs longer than Najee did in his whole career. You better replace that. You better.
Is it maybe an indictment on where he believes the offensive line is at this point as well, though?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I don't know. All I know is he said they're going to have to go a long way to how's the offensive line worse than it was?
Well, I guess you could argue that if Broderick Jones is really, really bad at left tackle, that maybe it might be. I don't think it's going to be worse.
Dan Moore led the league in left tackle sacks allowed. If he's worse than him, of course, he led the league in right tackle sacks allowed. No, I don't know what Jerry seems to be saying to me, that he really liked what Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren gave them the last two seasons, and that it's not going to be an easy thing to replace. And he doesn't think they're improved. If they're not, it's a fireable offense for everybody, I think. Of course, it won't be. But they better have a better running game. Meanwhile, they have all kinds of people who are going to want the ball in the pass game. DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, Freiermuth, Jonnu Smith. Now everybody's talking about Mount Washington, Kenneth Gainwell, Caleb Johnson. How are they going to keep anybody satisfied around here? That's not the question. Strike that question. How are they possibly going to utilize these weapons? Like, how is this going to work? And where does a guy like Roman Wilson fit in? I'm very curious. It's been fits and starts for him and Rodgers, although they seem to be improving their chemistry. This was Rodgers on Roman Wilson yesterday when Rodgers addressed the media.
I'd say Roman, just like Cal, and really all our guys, they really care about it. You know, I noticed that when they came out west, just to see their attention to detail and their willingness to learn. So Ro, you know, I just got to get Ro out of his head a little bit, you know, because I think he's He's such a good kid. He cares so much about whether it's my approval or he's doing it right. And he just got to trust himself because he's so damn talented. You know, the more he can play free and not think out there, the better he's going to play. So the more he can just trust what he's got and then just go out and react, the better he's going to play.
I like that. That sounds like the advice people try to give me on the golf course. Don't think, just play. Doesn't work for me. I hope it works for Roman Wilson. It's good to hear Rogers say that he's that damn talented. I think it's still way too early to be drawing grand conclusions on Roman Wilson. He's never really played at all for them. Let's see how that one turns out. I'm curious myself. Give me another Rogers clip or two, would you, Sean, and give us the topic.
Well, you were talking about how you believe there's no real benefit for him playing in the preseason, and I think he kind of echoed that, referencing the joint practices maybe being more beneficial to he and his teammates.
Yes, I believe so, for the first team.
Why? What is
the difference? Because teams are, especially most of the joint practices, I would say, you're not going to play that team in the regular season, so they're less worried about showing things that they want to work on. And even though there usually are cameras there and it's filmed, they're less skittish about running the stuff they've been running all camp that they're going to try and do in the regular season against another team that you're not going to play in the regular season. So I found those beneficial. As long as there's not a lot of fights, I think they're a good work day for the first team.
There's always those tractors and trucks in the backgrounds of these interviews, right?
I think, was that Cabali trying to get out of a rut again?
That might have been. I love that answer, too. And I hadn't thought of that angle. I was just thinking of the quarterback can't be hit and you're going at game speed. So it's the best of all worlds. I'd rather have him take all the reps there than take any in a ridiculous exhibition game. And he just gave even more fodder to that opinion by saying, yeah, you don't play these teams a lot. So they're liable to show you more and you get more out of it from that. I love that answer. And I'm convinced more than ever that Doran is right. That the time for Aaron Rodgers to take reps in this preseason is in the controlled scrimmage against Tampa leading into that game.
It feels like just in my lifetime, there has been a drastic shift from the importance of preseason football games 20 or 30 years ago when there was, I think, 5 of them typically.
Yeah.
Now we're down to 3 and it doesn't really hold much value. Maybe you get a quarter in that second game from your best players. I know Nick Faribault last night was talking to Donnie. He thinks that you might almost completely get rid of preseason games at some point and thinking that these joint scrimmages will be somewhat replacing preseason games.
I think it's
altogether.
A great idea. I really do. But of course, for now, owners like the revenue that comes in, even if sometimes fans don't show up, there's tickets that are paid for and they rob their season ticket holders and make them pay for games and their packages and things like that. That goes on in the NFL. So I don't think they're going away anytime soon, but I wouldn't mind if they were reduced by one more game. The 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of Jeremy Tooman. That would be 84. Coming up next, Mike Tomlin is going to be addressing the media any second now. So our Jeff Hathorn is there in Latrobe. We'll be relaying exactly what Tomlin says about his plans for Saturday and anything else interesting, injury updates, whatever he says, we'll have. And also this, Art II and his big travel plan for Ireland, based on history and what at least one of his own players has said about the last travel plan to Ireland, this makes no sense whatsoever and could be compromising the Steelers' ability to win that game. I'll tell you about that story next on Pomp and Joe.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.